Praise the Lord. Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorne of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Saints, I have not been called by man or some religious denomination to preach, but I have been called by God the Father and Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross of Jesus Christ. And I have been endued with power from on high, power from the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the truth that will make you free if you will apply it in your life. Let us pray from Ephesians 3, 16 through 21. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would grant the hearers of your word according to the riches of your glory to be strengthened with might by your Holy Spirit in the inner man, and that the resurrected sinless nature of Christ Jesus may dwell in their hearts by faith, and that their old sin nature would die with him on the cross. I pray that they would be rooted and grounded in the love of God, that sacrificial love that gives, so that they would be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth of Christ's love in his resurrected sinless nature in the saints throughout this generation. What is the length of Christ's love in his resurrected sinless nature in his saints throughout past generations? What is the depth of Christ's love in the baptism and fellowship of the Holy Spirit? And what is the height of Christ's love in the baptism of fire and fellowship of the Father? And to know the great and exceeding love of Christ Jesus displayed on the cross that passes all earthly knowledge, I pray that the hearers of this word might be filled with all the fullness of God and the baptism of his three personalities in one. And now unto the Father that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power of the resurrected sinless nature of Christ Jesus that lives in us as we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. Unto the Father be the glory in the church by the resurrected sinless nature of Christ Jesus living through us throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I further pray that you would anoint this speaker to speak forth clearly and simply your oracles, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearer to hear what the Holy Spirit of the Lord has to say. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown today. And Father, I ask that you would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold increase to the kingdom of God for your glory. Amen, and praise the Lord. Today, the Lord would have me to teach some more on the baptism. In Hebrews 6, 1 and 2, we see that the doctrine or teaching of baptisms is one of the elementary foundational principles of the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ being Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That is, our old sin nature must be identified with Jesus and crucified with Him and buried with Him by the faith in order for the resurrected sinless nature of Christ Jesus to live through us by the faith as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. This is the doctrine of Christ. We must die to self-life in order for Christ to live through us. We must decrease in order for Christ to increase. This is the doctrine of Christ. And as enumerated here in Hebrews 6, 1 through 2, the doctrine or teaching on the baptisms is one of the foundational principles of that doctrine of Christ, of which I just spoke of. Since it is a part of the foundation of the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of Christ must ever be in focus in our minds as we teach or try to understand the doctrine of baptisms. That is to say, as we teach on the baptisms, one must keep in mind that all of the baptisms have to do with dying of self-life on the cross with Jesus Christ and a resurrection of Christ's life in us. With this in mind, let us get into the teaching. First of all, we see in Hebrews 6 and 2 that baptisms is plural, meaning more than one. And yet in Ephesians 4 and 5, we are told that there's only one baptism. Is the Bible contradicting itself? And if not, how do we solve this seeming contradiction? First of all, we must understand and know that there are no contradictions in the Bible. The Holy Bible is inerrant. It is God's breathed word and completely without error. That is the authorized King James Version. There are other versions, such as the NIV, that contain error, and they are not from God. I don't want to get into that right now. I don't have time. But if you would like to call or write, we can give you some information and some reference material that you can look this up and study it out yourself. Now, if there are no contradictions in the Holy Bible, how do we solve the fact that there is a doctrine of baptisms, plural, more than one, and yet there is only one baptism? As stated in Ephesians 4 and 5. Turn with me to Matthew 28, verse 19. And we see that Jesus commands His disciples to make disciples of all nations. And then He commands them to baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. This is a command. And this is the answer to what appears at first to be a contradiction. This is the one baptism spoken of in Ephesians 4 and 5. And this is also the three baptisms, plural, spoken of in Hebrews 6, verse 2. Our God is one God, and yet He has chosen to express Himself or reveal Himself to us in three personalities. Thus, we have a teaching or doctrine of three baptisms, and yet it is one baptism. Baptism in the Greek means to immerse or totally submerge. And here in Matthew 28:19, Jesus is commanding His disciples to immerse or totally submerge their converts into the three personalities of God, in the Father, God in the Son, and God in the Holy Spirit. This is the problem that the church has today. We're not baptizing our converts in the three personalities of God, and so they all go astray. They go back into the world. They fall. They are living in defeat and not victory. Jesus commanded us to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He did not command us to baptize in Jesus' name only. It is speaking here of a spiritual experience and not a physical one. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. There is a spiritual baptism of the Father. There is a spiritual baptism of the Son. And there is a spiritual baptism of the Holy Ghost. These are three distinct baptisms or immersions into God's personality, and yet they are one, because God is one. Each one is a further revelation of the one God. Now today, we will begin teaching on the baptism of the Son, because it is the first one that we must enter into. It is the one that comes first in the chronological order of revelation of God. God revealed Himself to us on the cross. All through the book of Acts, this baptism is referred to as the baptism in Jesus' name. It is simply referring to the spiritual baptism that makes us children of God by adoption. It is referring to our spiritual new birth experience. And it is explained in Romans 6, 1 through 13. These passages explain the baptism of the Son that is referred to as the baptism in Jesus' name all through the book of Acts. It is a spiritual baptism or an immersion into the fellowship with Jesus on the cross and in His burial by faith, and has nothing to do with being baptized in water. The baptism in Jesus' name is our identification with Jesus on the cross, with Him in His death, and with Him in His burial by the faith. That is to say, by faith we believe our old sinful selfish nature was with Jesus and in Jesus when He was on the cross. By faith we believe that our old sinful selfish nature was with Jesus and in Jesus when He died. And by faith we believe that our old selfish sinful nature was with Jesus and in Jesus when He was buried. And since we were with Him and in Him by faith while He was paying the price for our sins and being buried for us in death to satisfy God's punishment and judgment for our sins, then after the price was fully paid by faith, we were also in Him as He rose from the dead. So we, being in Christ by faith when He rose from the dead, are free from the desire to satisfy the lust of our old selfish sinful nature that is now buried and dead. We are freed from that old sin nature, not to go back to it and continue serving it, but to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and serve righteousness in Jesus Christ, that sinless, resurrected nature of Christ now living in us. And as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, Christ is manifested to the world to God's glory. We should be baptized in water in obedience to Jesus. This baptism in water is just a confession of our faith in being identified with Jesus in His death, burial, and resurrection. It is just a confession of our faith of the baptism that we have already experienced to be immersed in. And it's a spiritual baptism. Our baptism in water is a confession of faith of what has happened spiritually already in us. Amen? If we don't understand this spiritual baptism in Jesus' name, our baptism in water is meaningless, no matter whose name it's in. I will have to continue this teaching on the next program because I've run out of time. My beloved brothers and sisters, pray for us at Redemption Ground Bible Church. Pray for the saints, that error would come out of the church. There's a lot of error in the church. We need to be holy. We need to be pure. God is coming back for a holy and pure church. And He's going to bring judgment for those that refuse to acknowledge their error and turn from it. We need to pray for the church. We're in some severe times up ahead. God bless you. You can reach us at Redemption Ground Bible Church, 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana. That's 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. God bless you.